This is Akashwari, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The Election Commission has started preparation for the upcoming Bihar Assembly elections, with the poll body conducting a training program for booth-level agents from the state today. Over 200 agents of Bihar are attending a two-day training program in New Delhi. This is for the first time that the Commission is organizing such a training program for booth-level agents at national level. The election to the 243-member Bihar Assembly is scheduled to be held later this year. Two Maoists have been killed in an encounter with security forces in Chhattisgarh's Bastar region. The two Maoists were carrying a collective bounty of 30 lakh rupees. The gunfight took place last evening in the forest of Keelam Bargum villages along the border of Kondagaon and Narayanpur districts when a team of District Reserve Guard was out on an anti-Naxalite operation. So far, bodies of two Maoists along with one AK-47 rifle and other weapons and explosives have been recovered from the spot. The search operation was underway in the area. India and US will hold discussions on the bilateral trade agreement this week. The two countries signed the terms of reference for the first part of the bilateral trade deal. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Commerce and Industry Secretary Sunil Barthawal said both sides have broadly come to an understanding on the next steps towards a mutually beneficial multi-sector bilateral trade agreement with the goal of finalizing its first tranche later this year. More from our correspondent.
The Commerce and Industry Secretary said, in view of the current tariffs imposed by the US, there are both concerns and opportunities for India. He, however, said, India has taken a path of trade liberalization with the United States, with both countries signing the terms of reference for the first part of the bilateral trade deal. He added that this path will open many opportunities for both the countries. Mr. Barthwal said, India's trade with the US is expected to grow and reach $500 billion in the next 5 years. Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said the Northeast region is at the heart of many key Indian policies like Neighbourhood First, Act East or the BIMSTEC and asserted that the region's relevance will grow with time. He was addressing a meeting of ambassadors for the upcoming Northeast Investors Summit 2025 organized by the Ministry of Development of Northeastern Region yesterday. Dr. Jaishankar urged the foreign envoys to explore the region and promote its attributes to their governments and industries.
The Northeast region is at the heart of many key Indian policies. It could be Neighbourhood First or Act East or the BIMSTEC. The Northeast adjoins five of our neighbours on land. Its boundaries are the interface between the Indian subcontinent and the ASEAN. Many of our recent initiatives involving immediate neighbours emanate from this very region.
Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw is scheduled to visit Uttarakhand today. In the afternoon, he will inspect the Rishikesh Railway Station. Later in the evening, he will visit the Janasu Tunnel project site in Pauri Garhwal district, where he will review the ongoing construction of the Janasu Tunnel, a key part of the Rishikesh Karnaprayag rail project. India has strongly rejected the motivated and baseless comments made by Pakistan on the Waqf Amendment Act enacted by the Parliament. In response to media queries regarding comments made by Pakistan on Waqf Bill, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said Pakistan has no locus standi to comment on a matter that is internal to India. The domestic benchmark indices opened flat today amid weak global cues as selling was seen in the IT and auto sectors in the early trade. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex declined 165 points to open at 76,570. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 dipped 52 points to trade at 23,277 in the opening session. In shooting, India made a strong start to their ISSF World Cup campaign at Lima in Peru, winning gold, silver and bronze on the opening day. In the women's 10-meter air pistol event, young sensation, Suruchi Singh clinched gold, beating Olympic medalist compatriot Manu Bhakar, who settled with the silver. In men's 10-meter air pistol, Saurabh Chaudhary claimed bronze. The IMD has said the southwest monsoon seasonal rainfall from June to September this year is likely to be above normal. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, Secretary in Earth Sciences of Ministry Dr. M. Ravichandran said this year the country will witness double the frequency of heat wave conditions as well. And that is the end of this news bulletin.